So how do you go about reopening a museum safely? Well, children's museums are facing extra challenges on this front. When certain artifacts are supposed to be touched, it's hard to introduce safety measures for those interactive exhibits. NPR's Neda Ulaby reports that several children's museums have already closed permanently.
The biggest, most famous children's museums are fine for now, but most are neither big nor famous. Since March, children's museums have been lost in Oakhurst, California, Champaign, Illinois, and Fredericksburg, Virginia.
It's heartbreaking. I signed the final paperwork last week, and our final walkthrough is actually at 2:30 this afternoon.
Danielle Ripperton runs the Children's Museum of Richmond in Virginia. It has, or had, four branches, including the Fredericksburg location her board decided to close on June 1st. The museum laid off 42 employees at the start of the pandemic, and Fredericksburg cost more than $300,000 a year to run.
And if we had kept all the locations, that would mean that probably the organization was not going to survive.
On YouTube, you can see homemade videos of families visiting the Fredericksburg Children's Museum last year, back when the museum drew 40,000 visitors annually. Most of its income, 70%, came from ticket sales, birthday parties, and field trips, and has entirely dried up. Since mid-June, the state of Virginia has allowed museums to reopen, but interactive exhibits are not permitted.
Which for a children's museum means that there's almost nothing left.
There's no way to completely sanitize dig pits and sandboxes where little kids love to play, and it's prohibitively expensive for small museums to deeply clean between tiny groups of visitors and add hand-washing stations. Laura Huerta Migas runs the Association of Children's Museums. She says even with museums that have reopened, families seem to be staying away.
We're seeing that even those that are opening their doors, if they're getting 10% or 20% of what their previous attendance was, that would be successful at this point.
Successful, but not sustainable for many children's museums over the next year.
We are very worried that our closure rate overall in the industry might approach 30%.
That would mean 100 organizations in the Association of Children's Museums alone. Huerta Migas says children's museums are stepping up. For example, in Southeast Florida and Bellevue, Washington, kids' museums are partnering with food banks to pass out free remote learning kits to families without the internet. And some are working with schools to create extra classroom space and deploying staff to help city agencies with early childhood needs.
When a children's museum goes away, it's not just a fun, beautiful venue that goes away. It's really a central community resource.
One of the challenges for children's museums, even in the best of times, was the support they would lose from families once kids aged out of them. But children's museums teach kids that museums are for everyone. And when they vanish, they take a certain kind of future with them. Neda Ulaby, NPR News.